And our very special guests are in the studio ready to have a little chat and talk about how they all got together and how long they've been together. Now, with Oleander Grove, that's the name of the group, where there is Catherine, who is vocalist, Aidan with guitar, John on drums, Mike on bass, and Andrew on keyboards. I see we're missing Andrew tonight too. He's out there. He's not coming in the studio. So we're going to open with one of their tracks called Gaslight, and then come and have a chat with them very, very shortly. So stick around right here on 99.7 Bridge FM.
Put me in a cage, observe me like you do. Clip my wings so I can fly away from you. Poke me through the bars and I scream at you. And you'll laugh at me with all the kids at the zoo. You say you're here to help me, to save me from my fears, but the jungle is much safer than being here under your gaslight. Give me meds for dealing with the stress, 'cause a jealous woman needs repair.
Gaslight and Oleander Grove. You'll hear at Picnic Hill tomorrow. And a big welcome to 99.7 Bridge
you.
FM. Lovely to see you all, five of you.
Thank you.
Good heads for radio.
Yeah, good heads. That's what we reckon too, Mr. Grumpy and I. Now, look, that was beautiful, Catherine. Lovely vocals.
Thank you so much.
Been singing for a while?
Oh, I've been singing since I was about 5 years old, which has been quite some time now. I've really had a passion for singing since a young age and songwriting too. So,
And who writes the songs? You do?
I write majority of them, but obviously there's influences from the other guys that come into play as well. So it's a team effort, really, at the end of the day.
And what's it like working with four men?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful.
John reckons it's wonderful.
She's living the dream.
Are you living the dream?
Oh, absolutely. With men that look like this, I mean.
Look, you're opening tomorrow. Well, you're on the opening night tomorrow night.
Yes.
Which is just brilliant. I mean, how many years is it since Picnic Hill?
3 years, isn't it? 3 years.
Oh, it's a long time, John. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Absolutely fabulous. I hope it's a beautiful night.
Me too. Mm. We're very much looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, Mr. Grumps, come in.
The name, Oleander Grove. Tell me a bit about that.
Well, we feel like our songs have got some, like a bit of an, they've got quite a sweet melodic flavour to them, but they've also got a dark undertone. The lyrics are quite dark, The subject of what I'm singing about comes from life experience, and some tragic life experience and some beautiful life experiences, and they sort of mix together. Now, the oleander flower is a beautiful flower, but it's actually, if you were to eat it, you would die. So we figured, you know, we're a grove of oleander.
We're beautiful, but we kill you.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, listen, we don't want any killing going on tomorrow night. Thank you very much.
We'll try not to.
So how long together, I believe, to the two of you, you and Aidan started Oleander Grove. Is that correct?
So Aidan and I have known each other for about 7 years now. We actually met at uni studying music, and
2017.
On and off we've had a few different members. We've actually, Aidan and myself are a couple. We're married and we had a baby so we've been with the other two, with John and Mike for about 2 years, and then we've got Andrew, who's brand new, and he's just the perfect guy for the job. So,
oh, isn't that fantastic? Yeah.
Don't clap, just send money.
And I believe you got clean undies for tomorrow night too.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I do not.
You do not. Oh, Aidan, you can stay.
Optional.
He can stay home. All right. So now, tell us about your songs, and you've got on to Shane Nicholson.
Yes,
oh, look, wonderful. I hope, is he listening tonight?
I'm not sure.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah. Shane, I hope you're listening often. Yeah, you know.
Well, he was a Redcliffe local. And,
yes.
You know, so.
Yes, family here.
That's actually how I contacted him, was through the Redcliffe Guide. I saw a write-up about him, and I thought, there'd be nobody better to produce our album for us, because he's got that fantastic professionalism that everybody goes on about. He's won all the awards, and his style of playing and writing and producing very much fitted out the mould of what we wanted. So, yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
He's done a good job.
He has certainly had.
Yeah, excellent job.
Now, John, this isn't the first time you've been into the studio.
No,
not at all. Mike, I don't think I've seen you here before, or have
I?
No, but I'm sure Andrew's been in with some other time.
Yeah, but I've done time for that.
So, John, you're self-taught, aren't you, drums?
Yeah, very much, yeah. Yeah, sort of many years ago, just sort of loved drumming and just watched and taught myself to play, listening to Phil Collins records.
It sounds like Bev. Yeah. Bev loves Phil Collins too. Oh, but no.
These guys, like, for me, I met Aidan purely by a chance meeting.
Oh, really?
And,
and you said, I like the look of you.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting. Yeah. I'm like, this guy's a little rock and roll. I had to figure out what he's about. And then next thing I figured out, he's a drummer.
We fell in love instantly, but we were both taken.
So. Yeah, we were both in.
A bromance on the peninsula.
Aidan played me a foam recording of Whispers, one of our songs, and I just heard it and I thought, I really want to play on this.
Beautiful.
Just went from there.
We might be hearing that a little later on in the evening, after, you know, we've got it there, so. Who knows? Maybe you put it on.
How would you describe your music?
Look, this is a tough one.
Interesting. Because fantastic.
Yeah, there you are.
Obviously,
everybody.
We're biased. But do you mean genre, or do you mean like
genre?
Yeah. Look, I don't really think Oleander Grove can be put into a box, because we've all got very different influences. We've all grown up listening to different and the same music, and being influenced by, you know, the same artists or different artists. So it all comes into play. So there's a bit of country, there's a bit of folk, there's a bit of rock. What else?
I couldn't say.
Rock and roll, though,
is it?
No,
pop.
No.
Yeah.
Rock, pop.
Rock,
yeah, no. Pop, a bit of pop there too. So.
Yeah, well, I'll rephrase that another way. What artists have influenced your music?
Oh, wow. Individually, or?
Yeah.
Look, I was most inspired in the 90s, is when I sort of picked up the guitar and started teaching myself how to play and write songs. And I loved Alanis Morissette and Tracy Chapman and Jewel. Jewel's a huge influence for me. And I love all the stuff that you guys play, like on the station and stuff, all the rock stuff. I'm a bit old school when it comes to my rock and roll. Like I like the older classics.
Mm,
so
a little bit of everything. I couldn't explain it when I was writing, you know, the thing up about you. I didn't didn't put you a pop, you're indie, you were country or anything, because I just thought a general.
I feel like we're making something a little bit unique.
Yes, which is good.
It's our own sound.
And each one of our songs on the album tends to fall in a slightly different
way. Different way, and that's
it's
great.
It's all cohesive and joins together.
Yeah.
That's actually the reason that we released the album first off, is because we felt like every song had something different to offer. So we didn't want to just release one song. We wanted to just give a wide catalogue of what we do in our album.
And have you been doing any gigs lately?
We haven't as of late. We're really looking forward to the one tomorrow night.
You got cards. Yeah, sorry, tell us.
That's the big album launch. Yeah, that's kind of what we do.
That's our album launch, yeah.
Oh, tomorrow night, your album launch.
When we saw Picnic Hill advertised again, I thought, and I spoke to the guys because I'd played at Picnic Hill before, I thought, well, our album's dropped. We want a debut. We want a sort of album launch. What better place to do it?
Fantastic. Oh, and what time are you on?
7:30.
7:30 tomorrow night. Okie doke. So keep that in mind, everybody. Okay, now look, we haven't heard from Mike, who's on bass, and Andrew on keyboard. So, Mike, first of all, you have been playing all your life, have you, or how long?
Since I was about 15, I started.
15? Oh, goodness me.
The usual,
high school.
High school.
Yeah,
high
school
mates. Yeah. And, you know, nearly, let's say, 40 years later, still in contact with some of those guys and enjoying it as much as I did then.
Oh, isn't that fabulous? Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
It's a new lease of life.
And had you been right through your life, or did you drop off? You know, a lot of times when you have family.
Kids and family commitments come on. I literally probably had a 10 to 15 year break, and then my eldest daughter is off at uni, and John and I have been in a covers open mic band for the last couple of years, so we sort of, in a way, we're building our partnership between bass and drums over that time period. So,
Oh, that's fabulous.
It's just sort of all been flowing.
Going well then. Now you and Oleander Grove, fabulous. What about you, Andrew?
Yeah, I'm the elder statesman of the group and the chaplain, so I pray for these guys every night.
And you've been playing since you were a teenager?
Yeah, just straight out of the cradle I was playing.
See, that
from
was
the cradle to the grave, you know.
And why not? Hey?
Yeah, and I actually bumped into John by accident in the supermarket and realised that they were looking for a keyboard player, and the rest is history, I guess.
Over the butter.
Yeah.
Over the butter.
Yeah.
It was
a
freezer
section.
It's a small
It's
a small world.
It is.
Because we played together before, both the Mike and
Andrew and I have played together in other projects.
Yes. Oh, you have, yeah. So, and Aidan, how long for you? Please, I haven't heard from you.
Me?
I'm so sorry. I was talking to Catherine. No, come on, Aidan, tell us about you. How long have you been around?
I've been playing since I was 11 years old.
Yes. So and you're on lead guitar? Yeah. Oh, it's, well, what, a couple of years?
No, it's been a while.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Other
Actually,
groups?
He's very modest. He's a guitarist extraordinaire.
Is
he? Genius.
Yeah, well, we want to see that.
I'm still not Jeff Beck. But
but you're working towards it.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right.
So comes up really
quick. there's another one to listen to.
That's not me.
Lovely. Now, Mr. Grumps, you're going to talk about the album. Go ahead.
Well, tomorrow night, I believe, you've got the launch of your EP.
Yes.
And that's all happening at the Picnic Hill on the corner of Oxley Avenue and Anzac Avenue out at Redcliffe there. So you're going to be appearing, I believe, around about 7:30-ish on the stage.
7:30.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, well, it's good to see you waited for everybody to have a meal first, so then get that out of the way. Tell me about the EP. Tell me about the tracks on the EP.
They as I said before, they come from a very personal place.
Okay. What's the first track?
So the first one is called Blue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically just it's quite personal, but it's on the topic of substance abuse and addiction. I wanted to write. I had a lot of people say to me, "Oh, you haven't got any happy songs. You need to write a happy song." And at the time, I wasn't feeling happy, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to write a happy-sounding song which has got a sad context. Mm. So that's where Blue stemmed from. And I'm actually playing the harmonica on it, and I only learned how to play the harmonica like 2 weeks before doing it in the studio. So, yeah, it's another tool I can add, you know, to my...
Yeah, exactly.
To my bow or whatever you call it.
You're just like the ocean, beautiful but me. I get lost in your turquoise eyes and swept out to sea. And when the storm rolls in, I just gotta hold on tight and pray that my ship won't go down, down into your deep blue sea. What the hell is wrong with me? 'Cause I can't tell you to your face that I can't.
Track two.
Yes. Postmortem. Yeah. So, pretty much similar sort of context to Blue as well. Yeah, just about living in your head too much, I suppose. Just overanalyzing yourself, judging yourself when you really shouldn't. So, it's called Postmortem. And in the song it says, I'm getting used to doing self-postmortems, which means, you know, cutting yourself open and seeing the damage, that what occurred or how something happened. So it's just about analysing yourself, you know.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about Gaslight?
Gaslight. Well, it's about a toxic relationship. We'll just leave it at that one. Yeah, leave it at that one. Whispers, I actually wrote before I even knew Oleander Grove was going to be a thing. I wrote it when I was backpacking in my early 20s and I went to a concentration camp in Austria. And on the way back, because I was on a top deck tour, on the way back I sat on the bus and I wrote the song.
Wow.
From the experience of seeing the concentration camp, there was just such a vibe to it, that an eerie feeling that I just had to express how I'd felt.
A long time ago, forgotten, brick walls and a barbed wire fence, a place among the pine trees, whispers in the wind. Here come the footsteps marching down the hall. She's crying for her mother like a whisper in the wind. Clouds roll over, birds fly away, skies fill with ashes, tears down my face.
Made Me as a breakup song. It's about
but it's an awesome song.
How you feel like at the time you
sounds like it's written by a woman.
Yes. It's about how at the time when you're going through something as traumatic as a breakup and you think that your life's about to end, as you know it, it's actually it can make you into something better. And yeah, so
that's that one.
Yeah. And what was the last one?
One Way Highway.
One Way Highway is just about, yeah, following your dreams. So I wrote that one sort of to bit of a pick me up for, you know, because I was feeling like a little bit held back in the music industry and stuff. So it's got a bit of musical reference in there, like going to Nashville and stuff like that. So it's like just following your dreams.
And you've got to go to Nashville. It's I love it.
Yes.
Tiniest little place in the world. A tiny little, like Memphis. Tiny little place, but oh boy, there was some bopping.
We would love to go this weekend, wouldn't we?
Well, you will. You will get into it, especially if on Shane. Shane Nicholson know all about that, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Now listen, fabulous tomorrow night. Get into it. It's an album, you know, release, and just thoroughly enjoy it. I love your music, everybody. It's just beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming in to here. And we would love to see you at 99.7 Bridge FM again.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, because we want to, you know, and especially as you, it's a launch tomorrow night. This is good.
And it's all local. We're all locals.
And that's what we love about. That's what it's all about, community, isn't it, Mr. Grumps? Would you like to say goodbye because we're going to play? Oh, come over here.
Can I butt in and say one thing?
Please, John.
Good night, Paige. Good night, Lakin.
Oh, good night, little darlings. What about your wife?
Hey, Nick from Deegan.
Yeah. I'll be home soon, love.
Okay.
And hello to our children, Ava and Isla.
Hello, Ava and Isla.
And to the rest of my family and Aidan's family.
And a huge thank you also again, as always, to our family, our friends, those that support us, and big thanks to Bridge FM for supporting and getting behind live music again.
Oh, that's what we want.
Yeah, and to my mum. She's been dead a while, but anyway.
Oh, Andrew, for crying out loud. Goodness me. Now, who would like to announce How This Can Be Wrong by Oleander Grove, and coming right on 99.7? I would love somebody to announce it.
So the next song we've got coming up is called How Can This Be Wrong by Oleander Grove.
And thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much for having us.
Bye.
Had a ball. Thank you.
What a fun. Thank you.
Is falling down, forming puddles on the ground. Wind begins to howl like a wild dog on the prowl. I see stairs from outside moving through the night and fading out of sight. My hands are turning into blue, holding on to you, frozen on to you, because you make me feel so warm, you shield me from the storm. Help!
99.7 Bridge FM.